If I was to take a poll in this room tonight, I think almost everybody would say their marriage is dead. And they're all shaking their heads. Most of them would say they have a loveless marriage because it's a dead marriage. And what we want to do is not to just resurrect the marriage, but we want to put love back into the marriage. We want love, and we want to have the Lord reignite all the love that He created. We're not asking for our old marriage to be rebuilt and restored. We're asking for a new marriage to be birthed through the experience of the trials and tribulations that you and I have gone through, through the trials and tribulations of having a spouse possibly be unfaithful, and then you may have been unfaithful. I am telling you, we have so many spouses that are standing, and they were the prodigals to begin with, but the Lord touched them and changed them, and we're getting every week more and more prodigals who have been touched by the Lord, and they're standing for the spouse who is a Christian but won't forgive.